We're in Siman Tav Samach Beis. We're at the very end of it. We still have to do Siv Zayin, and today we will be doing that as well as Siv Aleph of Tav Samach Gimel. Siv Zayin Yesh Levar HaMelach Michitim Shlo Yiu B'Socho. You should check the salt, that there should not be kernels of wheat in them. It's common to find kernels of wheat in salt. Ki Kesha HaMelach Nislach Lech, because salt naturally becomes moist. It enters the wheat and becomes chametz. Now, what we're talking about is sea salt. The sea salt in halacha is considered water. We find this in other places in halacha. Sea salt is considered water, and therefore, as it becomes moist, if it mixes with the kernel of wheat, this is flour and water, and since it's not being worked on, it becomes chametz. There are many that say that that mine salt has a halacha of mei peris. Even if there's moisture there, we consider it mei peris. And according to the Mechaber, it is not machmitz at all. So this wouldn't be a chshash. The Mishnah Berurah, however, says that it's a good thing. It's a good thing to be choshesh all the time. Means even in mine salt, because the Darkei Moshe Shita is, that. All salt is considered having come from water and will have the ability to be machmitz. Now, what happens with the yevet if you find wheat in the salt? So the Mishnah Berurah brings down that the poskim say that if it is completely dry, if you don't feel any moisture there, then the halacha is it's mutter, the salt is mutter. Whereas if you find that the kernel of wheat moistened and got soft, so there you have to take away the width of a thumb around it in all areas and all sides where the wheat was, and to throw that away, and the rest of it would be mutter. And on Pesach itself, if it was found, you're better off not using any of the salt whatsoever. So that you have to take the width of a thumb, that amount you should actually throw away, and the rest of it, although you're allowed to hold on to it till after Pesach, you should not be using it on Pesach itself. Mishnah Berurah says that also with regard to other spices, you should make sure to check them to make sure that there are no grains, kernels of wheat in them before you put them into the food, you're going to end up cooking a kernel of wheat on Pesach together with your food. But of course, the spices themselves, unlike salt, if you find a wheat in them, just take out the wheat, and the rest of the spice is going to be mutter. Siman Tov Samach Gimel. Mutter lachrok shnei shibolim biyachad. You're allowed to singe, to lightly toast, two stalks of wheat together. V'lo chashinan shemeyetsu maya meyachas lechaverta. You don't have to be afraid that during the process, one will excrete water that will then go into the other one and be machmitzit. Why is that? Shehe mei peris, shehe machmitzin, because we consider this mei peris, this is not water. This is considered mei peris, so it's mutter. The same thing the Mishnah Berurah brings down, that you're allowed to take fresh grain that never dried from the fresh harvest and put it into the oven to toast it lightly. You're allowed to do that, even though we know that if you're going to heat it up in the oven, water will come out of it, because once again, it's considered mei peris and it is not machmitz. Remember, this is all the mechaber l'shitoso that mei peris are not machmitz altogether. Whereas the Rama had told us that our minig is not to mix flour with mei peris, because we're choshesh either that there will be a drop of water in there or that mei peris themselves are machmitz. Lamaisa, he does not. The Rama does not say anything over here of whether or not he would be machmer, because here we're not talking about something that's vadai. Here we're talking about something where there's only a chshash that some water comes out of it, and for that we're saying, well, even if it did, it's still considered mei peiros.